Hi, everybody, to the monthly forum call with the Institute for Life Coach Training. This is Dr. Pat Williams, the founder of ILCT, and I love doing these monthly forums. I will say, exciting bit of news for those of you who are here live, which Amy can see in the background, you will be eligible for CEUs now for these calls. So for those of you listening on the recording, enjoy the recording, but you had to be here live to get the CEUs. So welcome, those of you that are on the call today. I'm excited that we have so many signed up and interested. You are in mute right now so that we cut out any background noise. So if you're trying to say hi and nobody say anything, that's why. At some point later in the call, before the top of the hour, we may be able to unmute and take some live questions. But I'm going to give you some content, some thoughts, some things I've written about working with a shadow in many different ways. And then we have some questions that students sent in, too. But I just want to say that in my graduate education in psychology, so way back in the dark ages when I was in college, I ended up getting my master's in humanistic psychology and my doctorate in transpersonal psychology and graduated in 1977. So I studied a lot of Carl Jung and Acioli and Maslow and Rogers and Fritz Perls, a lot of humanistic therapists rather than Freud. I studied Freud, but I wasn't really enlivened by Freud. So I enthusiastically engulfed myself in the theories and writings of Carl Jung, the Swiss psychoanalyst whom I shared his love of the transpersonal views of human nature and the theories of higher consciousness. So Jung, to me, was able to express the human condition without really ignoring the spiritual aspect or higher realms of consciousness or what Maslow, before his death, called the farther reaches of human nature. And I think that one of the least esoteric principles of his theories, he had a lot of very difficult theories to understand, and we, of course, don't need to teach depth psychology, but one that has influenced generations of therapists, consultants, self-help teachers, and seekers in human growth is the concept of the shadow. The shadow side of our personality for many, I believe, is wrongly accused of holding only our deep, dark secrets or human tendencies to be other than good and gracious. Now, we know we all have a dark side, and we all have memories that may be painful or hurtful, and we've got them buried away under lock and key somewhere, and maybe we've worked through issues. But, you never really forget. You just find a place to put it where it doesn't pop up and bite you anymore. And certainly as my work as a therapist, I worked a lot with people's shadow or unresolved issues that had been buried away, but that's not what we do in coaches necessarily. They may pop up, but we work with them in a different way. In fact, we use them. We don't work with them. We find that with a way to reframe and learn from positive psychology principles of, so what can you learn from that, et cetera. The shadow, though, also holds all that can be brilliant and creative aspects of ourself if we let some light shine on it, allowing really a more complete and authentic human experience. I'm in the process of writing a book for the general public, and I've got an agent helping me with the final polishing of a book proposal that originally I was calling Naked Living, Uncovering the Authentic Self. I'm going to shift it to probably Emotional Nakedness, Uncovering the Authentic Self, because I made the mistake I made the wise move of Googling Naked Living, and boy, I did not like the first 8 or 10 pages that came up. So I'm changing the title. But in that book, I'm really promoting the premise that to be totally whole, to be really whole, we have to be willing in the right place at the right